Indigenous Rights Radio, because knowledge is power. Christina Cook shares the plight of the indigenous communities of Belize at the press conference at the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues.
Good afternoon. I am Christina Cook. I'm a Akchimaya woman from southern Belize. I bring my greetings from my people, the Akchi and the Mopan Maya people of southern Belize. What I'd like to share with you is over three decades, my communities, the Maya communities of southern Belize, the Akchi and the Mopan Maya, 38 communities in particular, have been fighting a very hard battle to secure rights and recognition and respect to our ancestral territories. And over the last three decades, we have tried every means that we can. We've tried to sit with our state to try to come to a peaceful resolution. We've tried the legal system, the legal strategy. And today I'm very hopeful and I'm very excited to share with you that at the highest court, the Caribbean Court of Justice, after an unbroken chain of decisions from lower courts that affirm our rights as indigenous people to our lands, the final appellate court for Belize has decided in favor of the Maya people and have affirmed that Maya land tenure exists in southern Belize and that the Maya people have rights to lands and resources that they currently use and occupy, and that these rights are protected under the Constitution of Belize, free from discrimination and equal to any other form of property rights that are guaranteed under the Constitution of Belize. Further, the court also affirmed that the government must cease and desist from any further destruction, any further interference, any further use of our land that might affect the use and enjoyment of those lands by my people. In addition to that, the court also, what we have learned as Maya people in southern Belize is that states, like my colleague here said, states often make promises and sign on to declarations and even receive judgments from courts that are not translated as reality on the ground. And so we've asked the highest court, the Caribbean Court of Justice, and they have accepted to provide supervision throughout the implementation of the recent decision that was handed down. That is very favorable for the Maya people. We're very happy with that. Another quite precedent-setting decision that was brought down recently, just a few days ago, is that the court also gave damages and costs to us as Maya people, not just moral harm, but physical harm that was done to our communities by the bulldozing of our crops, the destruction of our rainforests, the destruction of our watersheds. All of these done by outside concessions granted by the state either to do logging, oil exploration, and many other forms of development that did not seek the free prior informed consent of our communities. This case is very important for the Maya people, but not just for the Maya people, for the young state of Belize and for, I believe, the rest of the world, where indigenous communities are looking at securing recognition and rights to those lands that they have long used and occupied. The difference with my communities is that we've never ceased to occupy our lands. We've held continuous occupation. And as much as we have been dragged through the courts, we can now attest that the government has finally accepted that they were wrong and that they will finally get on the right side of history with the Maya people and put affirmative measures in place, mechanisms that will protect our rights as indigenous peoples.
For more information on this and other indigenous issues, visit cs.org/rights.